continuing with Dwight Kumail, we now come to the phrase where the supplicant is as a patient, explaining or revealing his or her symptoms to the physician. And the phrase is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma azma balai, O Allah, my tribulations, my trials and suffering are tremendous. Wa afrata bi su'u hali, and my evilness has worsened. The Arabic word afrata means increased. Wa qasurat bi a'mali, and my good deeds are really, they have diminished, they are inadequate. وَقَعَدَتْ بِي أَغْلَالِ, and my fetters have tied me down. You know, أَغْلَال is a plural of غَلَّ, which means restrained, as though someone is imprisoned or deprived of the tawfiq, of the ability to move towards their full potential by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just as this patient is complaining to his physician, or rather expressing to his physician his symptoms of illness, just as Abu Dharr Ghifari, when asked by someone, what illness do you suffer from? He says, Ashqu dhunubi, I suffer from the illness of sins. In the same way, the supplicant here is now explaining all his symptoms. When we say Azma bala'i, sufferings or trials have increased, is not being able to see those trials as a means of growth and seeing the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, or anything in life as a problem. The second thing is wa afrata bi su'u hali, where evil, though the state, there it's a bad state, an evil state. In other words, one can just not see the end, or not be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. The inadequacy of acts, where one feels that one is not doing his or her best. The inability to reach or even strive to reach that full potential. And then finally in this bit, وَقَصُرَتْ وَقَعَدَتْ بِي أَغْلَالِ, and feeling that one has been tied down. When someone came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and says, you know, I'm not able to pray namaz al-shab or salatul tahajjud. And Imam says, أَنْتَ رَجُلٌ قَدْ قَبَّدَتْكَ ذُنُوبَكَ, it is because your sins are fettering you down, they're tying you down, and these are that which is preventing you from doing that. So this is now taking stock of one's actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Min husna Islam al-mar'ati tarquhu ma la ya'nihi." One of the good things a Muslim observes is leaving activities that are of no use to him. So here is an aspect of being able to look at time management and not just wishful thinking, as the next phrase says, "Wa habasani annaf'i ba'du amali." My high hopes are holding me back. In other words, my remote hopes are restraining me to profit from good deeds. Where one just lives in far-fetched hopes, there is a positive hope, which is good, which one should have. And then there is the, if I can say, negative hope, which is like a mirage, where one just does not want to take any actions, but just wishes. These are, maybe I should call them wishful thinking. Now, Ali alayhi salam talks about wishful thinking or unreal hopes as those which are deceiving. He calls them harmful. He says they blind one's perception and insight, and they govern the negligent heart. And far-fetched hopes and wishful thinking are connected to the next part of this phrase, which وَخَدَعَتْنِ الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا, and this world with its delusions has deceived me. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, who's renowned in the Quran as well for his advice to his son, tells his son, Ya Bunaya, O my son, Inna dunya baharun amiqun qad gharika fiha alamun kathir. Indeed, the world is a deep sea which has drowned many worlds. So you should travel in it with the ship of piety or taqwa. Load the ship with belief, take a sail of trust or reliance on Allah, employ a crew of wisdom, a guide of knowledge, and passengers of patience and tolerance for it. It's so amazing. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam tells his companion, Yabn Jundab, O son of Jundab, إن أحببت أن تجاور الجليل في داره وتسكن الفردوس في جواره فلتهن عليك الدنيا. If you want to be Allah's neighbor in His house in the Akhirah, in the hereafter, and be with Him in His Jannah, this world should be worthless for you. It should be a means. The world should be a place, a means to be able to reach one's full potential, not the be-it and all-it of life. And at this point, I remember a wonderful story that my father used to tell me about a very successful businessman who used to rely on an alim in his town for advice. Good thing to do. And he used to go and visit him very often. And one day, he tells him, "You live in such simplicity. There's absolutely nothing in your house. You know, I will get something for you. I'll furnish it for you. I'll give you a house that is beautiful." And the alim said, "You go on many business trips, don't you?" And the businessman said, "Yes, I travel very often." He said, "When you travel and you go to another place, where do you stay?" And he says, "I stay in various hotels." He said, "Do you decorate your hotels? Do you adorn them with all sorts of things, you know, change the furnishings, all the rest of it? Or do you accept it as they are?" And he said, "Well, it's temporary stay. I stay there 1 or 2 days and then I come back home." And he says, "That's just like the way I treat the world. It's a temporary abode for me, a means to be able to do business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increase my profits in the Akhirah. My real home, young man, is in the Akhirah. That I am furnishing, that I am making ready." And this is what we need to keep in mind when we read, وَخَضَعَتْنِ الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا, that the world has deceived me with its adornments. Let it not deceive us. Let us live in it. Let us make use of it. But let's not allow it to think that it is the be-it and all-it of life. And then we continue to say, وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا وَمِتَالِي, and my own soul, with it's been affected by the treachery, by the way I have fooled it, by its offenses. And really my procrastination, it has deceived me completely. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The most severest of your enemies is your own soul that is placed between your two sides." The soul is an amazing faculty which is able to deceive itself as well. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the remedy for the soul, dawa'un nafs, is a sawwa anil hawa, is avoiding the unwise desires. Sababu salahi nafs, the key to reforming the soul, he says, is al-wara'u, is avoiding sins. Inna taqwallah dawa'u da'i kulubikum. The God consciousness, being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cures your hearts, he says. وَطُهُورُ دَنَسَ أَنفُسَكُمْ, and purifies your souls. Absolutely amazing. And maybe the one that really gets me is where Imam Ali alayhi salam said, طُوبًا لِمَنْ أَصَافِرْ أَوْنُ هَوَاهُ وَأَتَعَ مُوسَىٰ أَكْلِهِ. Blessed is he who fights the fir'aun of his soul and obeys the Musa of his wisdom. We waste so much time thinking of whys which can never be answered, ifs which we don't even know, if only, or why, or I wish. Let's live in the now, let's live in reality and be able to progress to reach our full potential. Inshallah, we will continue with Dua-e Kamil.